producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Stuff here. This is the real deal. The Good Day program with my friends. I'm Doug Steffen, by the way. My friend Jennifer Horn is here. My friend Kara Schillen is here. We are here to celebrate Super Tuesday. Hooray!
That's right. This whole week is super, Dougie.
Super! Okay, so what's going on? Why is it called Super Tuesday? Because there are a number of states that conduct primaries today, and lots of people are talking about that. Meanwhile, there are a lot of people who are sort of distracted by Donald Trump not condemning David Duke. He said he had a bad earpiece. I'm just watching around and observing some of the things. Yesterday, a photographer got roughed up a little bit at a Virginia rally. He seems to be becoming more, Trump I'm talking about, erratic. And the foolishness that's coming from the, from especially Marco Rubio, talking about his hands, and it's a clear sexual reference. It's like you're having a debate on the playground when you're in the ninth grade, for God's sake.
It's very disheartening when you say, I was just saying that the other day, when you watch what's happened, and we go, this is where, these guys are fighting to become the president.
Right.
Most respected office. But, you know, what? It's a little different because Donald Trump has always been Donald Trump. Donald Trump's brand is to be bombastic, rough around the edges. That's who he is.
Right.
To see Marco Rubio turn overnight last Thursday before the debate into this name-calling guy, this is what he needed to do to take on Trump, I guess, but he should have done it 6 months ago. Now it looks like he's just strange. I mean, it's bizarre to see the stuff he's saying.
Like it's so childish to see these guys play this role. Meanwhile, the Democrats have started with their votes. Registered Democrats living abroad in Wellington, New Zealand, were the first to vote, and they put their support behind Bernie Sanders. 28 votes were cast just after midnight at a local bar.
Now, that's how we should vote here. That would really work for the voter turnout, I think.
Well, I think that the thing that is going to be important today, back to what we talk about all the time, Jennifer, the fact that there ought to be a national referendum. It ought to be not, this should be the day, Super Tuesday, when everybody votes. So your vote counts, my vote counts, everybody's vote. It's one day for a primary, and that's it. And this is about the right time. You get it done, and then you spend the rest of the time campaigning for November.
Well, I'm surprised that someone who is running, and I have a person in mind, who is running as an anti-establishment candidate, but would benefit from a one-day primary, Ted Cruz, has not spoken up about this. Because if the one-day primary were going to benefit anybody at this point, it would probably be Ted. His star is falling fast.
Yep.
He needs to capture the attention of people all on one day. And he's running as sort of the guy who would take on the Republican Party aside from Donald Trump. Marco Rubio is taking all the Republican Party's money right now, so he can't do it. So I'm surprised that there's these missed opportunities. Bernie Sanders not hitting Hillary Clinton or hitting the DNC for the superdelegate process. Handing an election to a candidate is what the Democratic National Party is doing. With the RNC, the same thing is sort of true by staggering, by staggering at the primaries. We need to really talk about campaign reform, how we run these campaigns. It's just, it becomes too much.
Are we just going to talk about it just in the season, or does there have to be really serious? This is the time for us to be dancing or out in the streets protesting, dancing in the street, protesting in the street. I asked on Facebook and Twitter what the most important issues are of the election, of the campaign this year so far. And this is what I have to this point. Number one, 32% so far say the way government in Washington operates. Number two, the federal budget deficit. I have gone through an overview of this. Most people have no idea the deals that were made in the budget process to get that thing passed. Mm-hmm. The kinds of things, the lying.
And we don't know most of them.
No, I found out about a guy. Have you ever heard of Representative Justin Amash, A-M-A-S-H?
No. Mm-mm.
Check him out. He's a fellow that is one of the leaders in the movement to change Congress. Looks like he's in his mid-40s, maybe, early to mid-40s. And because he is so onto the military as part of the budget process, he said this whole thing was done behind closed doors. None of the members of either the House or the Senate really knew what was in the bill, the omnibus spending bill. So when it got passed, $1.1 trillion spent to bring back, they canceled the sequester where it applies to the military. And this guy says that he was asked by a reporter about the cuts and whether or not this was just a military thing. His answer, a big part of it was military spending, which is driven not primarily by national defense needs, but by the needs of the defense contractors, or the wants of defense contractors, to be more precise. There are a lot of Republicans who recognize that you can't increase the spending without also giving the Democrats what they want, which is increased domestic spending. You have Republicans who are happy to give the Democrats all sorts of things in order to get spending for their friends in the defense contracting world.
And you know what makes me scream about all of that?
Oh, my God.
Every piece. Because we don't need to be spending more with the military. We need to be spending better with the military.
Right.
And you're not a conservative if you want to keep throwing money just like the Democrats pet project.
You're right. Yep, absolutely.
And so
right.
For people to challenge someone, again, like Donald Trump, who everybody goes, well, this is why Donald Trump is so popular. I hate when people say it, but it's becoming more and more true. We keep saying it because you want someone who can go in and make a good deal, who can negotiate a contract, who can run something like a business. And people that say you can't run the government like the business are running the government the wrong way.
Well, there's nobody. Look at the people who are on the top. They have no experience doing this. They're just politicians. Well,
and
they're
laughable. These guys, you know, the conservatives, the Republicans had 2 years ago a mandate. They were told to go in and clean up Congress. They were given back control of the Senate.
What'd they do?
And what's happening? Nothing. It's the same old stuff. It's like as soon as they get in there, you become, no matter what kind of fresh spirit you get when you walk in the door, you get told really quickly how things are done. And it's too bad.
Well, you see how this is trickling down. My town of Framingham, Massachusetts, is the largest town in the country. 70,000 people live there. It still has town government, and it's falling apart. We have a town meeting of 210 people, 18 precincts, 210 people belong to town meeting. There are currently 67 vacancies in town meeting because people don't want to be involved. It's a circus. It's poorly. The whole thing is a mess. But you see this happening all across the country. So those of you who are in Alabama, Arkansas, Colorado, Georgia, Massachusetts, Minnesota, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Texas, Vermont, Virginia, in Alaska and Wyoming, the Republicans are having caucuses up there. American Samoa has Democratic caucuses. Do yourself, never mind anybody else, do yourself a favor. If you value what's going on, you value your freedom, you value the ability that you have to express yourself, to keep things going, then today is your day to make a choice. This is a more important, the primaries, in my opinion, are more important, much more important than the general election, because you separate out the Jerkleburgers from who's real.
Because by the time you get to the general election, the casserole's already baked. You've got to pick your ingredients.
Yeah. All right, so we continue our conversation. The Dark Act up next. It's 14 after on Good Day.
This is what opening a can of beer used to sound like. And this is what it sounds like now. That's the sound of the Sam Adams Nitro Project, our beer reinvented from the bubbles out. Nitrogen gives these Sam Adams beers a smooth, creamy taste for a unique drinking experience. Sam Adams Nitro White Ale, IPA, and Coffee Stout. Which will you try first?
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sip responsibly. We are back live at the Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis 500, where that number one Blue Emu motor is really putting the hurting on the competition. Speaking of hurting, don't let pain get you off track. Race back with Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. Whether you're in the stands or behind the wheel, ditch your pit crew and use Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. America's number one emu oil formula, helping you beat the pain today.
Available in stores nationwide.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, one of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Exclude service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
17 after the hour, Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen with Kara Schilling in the Good Day Room. The Senate today scheduled to decide on the DARK Act after having hearings last week, Jennifer. We started talking about this a week ago today, urging people to contact the senators, and spent pretty much Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday of last week, because I think the hearings were on Thursday, talking about how bad the DARK Act is. It's called the DARK Act, denying Americans the right to know about their food. The actual name of the bill, I don't think we brought this up before, is the Safe and Accurate Food Labeling Act. Can you imagine these guys putting
safe
that kind of an outrageous...
So this tells me this is going to be safe and accurate food labels, right, Dougie?
Yes, exactly, right. That's what they want you to believe, that people have been paid for by the GMO consortium. So this vote is taking place, and apparently it's fairly close at the moment. It doesn't look like they have enough votes to pass it, but the best thing you can do is, and I wonder how much you've talked about this on your local program in Southern California, Jennifer.
A little bit, not too much.
There's an agricultural, certainly, mindset in this area. The agricultural mindset, though, is torn. Some of my ag buddies have been very vocal with me. You know, I do that, program, The American Family Farmer, that's on every weekend, focusing on issues of the family farm and how to solve them. And pretty much to a person, most of the people that I have on to talk about things feel that Monsanto is the enemy. There's a court case in France that has been decided yesterday, a farmer who was suing them because he got very sick using one of their products. It wasn't Roundup, but it was something else. But the ability that we have to raise more food, people say, this is the breadbasket of the world. We have a responsibility to use our land and grow the most foods. And I saw something yesterday, one of my farm trades, as I was on the plane flying down here to Florida, about what happens if we plant less now. The new, there are all kinds of genetically modified corn seeds, and you can plant fewer than you used to and get a bigger harvest because they've added more kernels. There's more kernels on each ear of corn, more ears of corn on each stalk. The stalks are growing taller. It's okay under the circumstances. On the surface, it seems okay, but what's in that stuff? And what about what lengths you go to keep your fields clean? There's all of that, and it's very troubling. It's very, very troubling to have these people. Was it yesterday we were talking about having everybody in Congress wear a jacket like NASCAR?
Yeah, John Cox put on presenting that idea with first signatures.
Right. Yeah, right. And they have 300,000 or 400,000 signatures now, don't they?
75,000, and they need over 300. So we've got to get that some attention.
Yeah, right. All right, so call your senators today. Tell them not to vote for the DARK Act. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now 23 after the hour now. Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen with some of the fun from the late night shows. I wish we had... there were a couple of moments. The Tina Fey moment when she sounded like she was drunk. On the when she was on the stage in the Oscar, did you see that?
I did not. No.
No. All right. So
I love Tina Fey though.
Yeah, I think sometimes as long as she's not with, I find her and Amy together kind of annoying. Amy Poehler.
Oh, really? I like them.
Yeah. No, that last movie they did.
You know what? It feels well, maybe the movies together, but they feel like they genuinely have a good friendship and they like each other.
Oh, I think they do. I think I think that comes across. All right. Anyway, let's get to late night comedians and their monologues starting now. You'll be very surprised to know that the monologues are all about politics.
No.
I'm telling you this right up front, so you won't be. You won't be upset, Conan, joking about Donald Trump again.
Over the weekend, Donald Trump made fun of Marco Rubio's big ears, and Rubio made fun of Trump's small hands. So finally, Thomas Jefferson's dream for America has come true. That's the country he envisioned. Marco Rubio has released his tax returns, and it shows how much of his income was from book deals. Most of the money came from his autobiography, Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Stephen Colbert. Guess what he's joking about, Jennifer?
What? Oranges?
Yes.
All right.
And bananas.
Tomorrow is Super Tuesday, which is 13 primaries, and it could decide the election. So for Republicans, tonight is sphincter-clenching Monday. Because, hard to say this, if the polls are right, tomorrow Donald Trump could secure the Republican nomination. But Trump could have a problem, you see. This time it's not about something he said, it's about something he didn't say.
Will you unequivocally condemn David Duke and say that you don't want his vote or that of other white supremacists in this election?
I know nothing about David Duke. I know nothing about white supremacists. And so you're asking me a question that I'm supposed to be talking about people that I know nothing about.
I mean, I'm just talking about David Duke and the Ku Klux Klan here, but...
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know David Duke.
Yeah, Trump needs to know before condemning David Duke or the KKK. It's not like they're Muslim or born in Mexico. He needs to think about it.
All right, so there's Colbert shows his colors. What a jerk. What's happened since that information, since the KKK thing, whether you believe it or you think it's true or not, Donald Trump says he had a bad earpiece.
Earpiece failure.
And so whether you can hear it or not, he since then has certainly
said plenty. Do you know what I think it is? I think sometimes he gets distracted. I don't know if someone else has his ear when he's doing these.
There are some people who
always, well, I don't know about that. He sleeps 4 hours a night, he says.
Yeah. All right, here's Seth Meyers joking about Super Tuesday.
The long-awaited primary event, Super Tuesday, is tomorrow. Yeah, well, so's NCIS, yelled Jeb Bush. A lot of stuff happening on Tuesday. Donald Trump recently said that backstage at the debates, it looks like Marco Rubio applies his makeup with a trowel, which is a surprising critique from a man who applies his makeup by standing outside the Cheetos factory and waiting for an explosion. When asked this weekend why he retweeted a quote by fascist dictator Benito Mussolini, Donald Trump told reporters, I want to be associated with interesting quotes, which I got to say is a pretty interesting quote.
That's pretty funny.
Seth Meyers, I'm telling you, is always the funniest. He may have the weird, he may have weird delivery, but really funny writing.
Yeah. Here's Ellen DeGeneres from her daytime program yesterday, joking about it being February the 29th.
A lot of people don't like Mondays, but I can honestly say it is my seventh favorite day of the week. It is also Leap Day, and every 4 years we have an extra day to do whatever we want. And did you know that on Leap Day, you don't have to go to work? I saw someone turn to someone else. Is that true?
That true?
True.
We were here yesterday, and we'll be here tomorrow.
We're working.
And the next day. And the next day. And the next day. Okay. So we have, I think we've spent enough time on the business at hand with regard to Marco Rubio and Donald Trump and Cruz and all that other stuff. Hillary looks like she's going to walk away with it under the circumstances.
Done.
That was
after
pretty
today,
much
done.
Ordained. 28 past the hour. It's time for Dr. Chambers on call here on Good Day.
In the news, Kelly Cuoco's tattoo and you. This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. Kelly Cuoco, one of the stars of the TV mega hit The Big Bang Theory, got married and before you could catch your breath, got divorced. Unfortunately for her, she got the date of her wedding tattooed on her back. Great memento when you're in love, but not so great when divorcing. To cover up the let's not forget I got married tattoo, she sports a giant moth in glorious Technicolor. Here's the thing. Once you get a tattoo, consider it permanent because it is. DCOC advice, even with the latest technology, the picosecond laser removing tattoos is an unsolved problem and an expensive one. Your $50 tattoo can quickly turn into a several $1,000 removal job and frequently with less than ideal cosmetic appearance. Makes you want to think twice before inking your skin. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. Follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Your car and boat insurance bundle with Progressive. Impressive discounts, mount fat stacks of Benjamins. Remember when things weren't so simple then? Such a pain. Now you're gobbling up savings like chicken chow mein.
Bundle your boat and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
This is what opening a can of beer used to sound like. And this is what it sounds like now. That's the sound of the Sam Adams Nitro Project. Our beer reinvented from the bubbles out. Nitrogen gives these Sam Adams beers a smooth, creamy taste for a unique drinking experience. Sam Adams Nitro White Ale, IPA, and Coffee Stout. Which will you try first?
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Drink responsibly.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common-sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
On the Good Day program, Doug Steffer with my friend Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen, and soon Dr. Jack Stockwell will be here to talk about health items.
Box.
As a matter of fact. We're going to talk about bad carbs, amongst other things. Justice Clarence Thomas asking a question in court yesterday for the first time in 10 years.
I love it.
Justice Clarence Thomas of the Supreme Court hasn't spoken publicly since the death penalty case in 2006. He's been critical of oral arguments, says they are not helpful. He wants to see it in print. Mm-hmm. But yesterday, and I love the news media, he stunned these Supreme Court watchers by speaking up in a guns case. He stunned the world!
Well, I think it's kind of cool because, you know, his surroundings are different now. Scalia's gone. And maybe this is his moment where he says, I've got to speak up. I've got to say something now.
Why?
Because Scalia was very vocal. And I think maybe he's thinking he needs to ask the questions that Scalia would have asked.
Really? Like, where are you going on your next paid-for vacation?
Boy.
That could be it. That could be the next question. Huh? Well,
you're
apparently, they all do this. Doesn't make any difference. They all take all of these paid-for trips. Anyway, this is a sidebar issue. The case on this gun case this week, assessing whether to impose new limits on how we, if we're convicted of any kind of crime like domestic violence, could be limited from getting guns. I think that would be a great idea since the woman who was killed over the weekend, that police officer in Virginia, she was killed going to a domestic violence case, going to a call in a home. And if you know, if you know any police officers, the real reason that many of them don't like to go to domestic quality because of this. They are the worst things to get involved in the middle of.
They don't know what they're walking in on.
No, not a clue. Most dangerous thing
feeling.
A police officer can do. Yeah.
You get called to the scene of a murder. You get called to an armed robbery. You know that the person is up to no good. You know that they have, they've got a weapon, and you can go in prepared. When you don't know in someone's home what you're walking into and where the people, I mean, it's just, that's got to be really a scary one. Ugh.
Yeah. Yeah, there's... listen to me. What else can you say about it? It's horrible. I know a number of police officers, and they wouldn't... they don't have choices, but I know one fellow works for me on the farm, a police officer for 34 years. He went to a domestic case, 14, 15 years ago, and went into the house. This huge woman who he said she was the biggest, strongest woman he'd ever seen in his life. She just picked him up and threw him out from the second story down to the first. Just threw him off the porch. Picked him up and threw him. And the other police officer, the same thing. Just picked them both up and threw him out. She was having a fight. And she'd done the same thing with her husband. They couldn't reason with her. And so he had fractured his spine, has had trouble with the back ever since. All his life. So...
It's pretty incredible.
Tough stuff. The congratulatory note that's coming toward Scott Kelly, who handed over command of the International Space Station earlier today. Mm-hmm. He's returning to Earth tonight, going into Kazakhstan on the Russian Soyuz.
Where I like to go first when I come back
right.
to Earth.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. His brother Mark, who is married to Gabby Gifford, right? The
mm-hmm.
Gifford, yeah. He retired last year. And so they're going to compare his health to his brother's health.
I think this is the coolest thing. I haven't been excited about something like this in such a long time. I don't know why this has my attention peaked, but anything with space usually does,
well,
I guess.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I don't think I'm alone.
The last
but
couple of weeks there have been a lot of things that have come down from him. The pictures and the interviews mm-hmm. and his story, what he did up there for almost a year. I interrupted you, Jennifer. Excuse me.
That's okay. But he's going to be coming back down to Earth, and they checked both he and his brother out before he left. And this
yes.
is a perfect situation to have this, as close to the same DNA as possible.
Yeah.
What I heard someone mention on TV, and I mentioned this to Rich yesterday. I was kind of walking through the room, and I tried to run back in and hear what was going on, and I missed it. But apparently something happens with your eyesight, your eye structure.
Really?
When you're up in space, and so they want to check the cellular structure of his eyes against that of his brother who's been down here on Earth. So
what could it be?
I don't know. I just think
gravity has some impact on
maybe.
It.
Maybe gravity. Yeah. There's water issue. I mean, think about it, because your eyes made it up so much water.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Everything is.
Yeah.
So the other thing from NASA today, they have announced they're going to bring back the supersonic passenger plane. Used to be called the Concorde. Now it's called the Son of Concorde. And they are developing it so that it can fly by the year 2020. NASA is developing it with both Boeing and Airbus to see who will build the plane. It will go faster than Mach 1, which is the speed of sound. I'll never forget doing broadcasts at Uri Geller's house over in England. And he was on the flight path.
Yeah.
From London Heathrow. So planes would take off and they go over his house, and you could hear the Concorde because there was so much noisier than all the rest of the planes as it was taking off. And then about 3-4 minutes after it went over Uri's house, as it went up into they go up to about 100,000 feet. And on its way up, as it starts to break the sound barrier, you can hear the boom, the sonic boom, every day, same time, going from London to New York. Very cool stuff. But I remember taking my flight. I went on a Concorde once, and it was just an amazing experience in any number of ways. So small inside the thing, so sleek, the windows are so small. And I spent the entire flight sitting next to Paul McCartney talking about his career.
And too bad it was over in a half hour, right?
It was about 3.5 hours, but it was very cool, very interesting. Speaking of cool things, Dr. Jack Stockwell and a number of items, super lice and bad carbs
Ooh.
Amongst them, plus his new podcast on mental health, microbes, and more. Moms in the focus. Would you say, Jack? Mental health, microbes, and moms.
Yes. Right?
Yes, the relationship between the health of the gut and the way mom looks at the world.
Marvelous.
Really?
Yes, absolutely.
That'd be marvelous. Simply marvelous. Coming up in a few moments. 41 after the hour here on Good Day.
How strong is Allegra D?
It's my congestion out of my way strong. Even in the park, playing with my dog. Go fetch, Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy. One of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Excludes service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
Illinois school students last year took a new standardized assessment called PARC. This exam marks the first time that tests were aligned to what's being taught in classrooms. Some of the best teachers in the country participated in a research study that compared PARC with former state tests. Here's 2015 Illinois Teacher of the Year, Steve Elza.
Every teacher who took part in the research came to the same conclusion. PARC is a test worth taking. The results more accurately measure students' learning progress and tell us if kids are truly learning or if they're just repeating memorized facts. Because PARC is aligned to our academic standards, the best preparation for it is good classroom instruction. As a teacher, I no longer have to give my students test-taking strategies. Instead, I can focus on making sure students develop strong, critical, and analytical thinking skills. Our students were not as prepared for the more rigorous coursework in college or even to start working right after high school.
We know now that PARC is a test that parents and teachers should want kids to take. Its valuable feedback will help make sure all of our students are prepared for success in school and life.
Don't think you need new wiper blades? We've got two words for you. El Nino, which we're pretty sure is Spanish for you need new wiper blades. So head to Napa, where select Proformer wiper blades are as low as $6.29 each. Plus, save up to 50% by mail when you buy a pair. Because you're going to need more than one good wiper blade to weather the weather. That's Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last, 40. Offer expires 3/31/16.
Mr. Big Bigger Voice announcer, excuse me, 43 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Could daylight saving time increase the risk one has of having a stroke? Dr. Jack Stockwell is here, Nuka chiropractor, has the full spine approach. He also is responsible for the website, The Forbidden Doctor. He and his wife, Mary, do podcasts, and I made reference to the one that's out this week about mental health, microbes, and moms. How's that connected? What's the thread there?
Well, there's billions of bacteria all over the body. It's gut, your eyes, your ears, your skin. It affects the way the body functions. It even affects the way the DNA presents itself, how your nervous system works, how you feel. So depression, anxiety, even schizophrenia can be reversed. They're deeply related to the function and the health of the gut. So that's what we talk about. How the bacteria in you works, how to know if you have good bacteria, bad bacteria, how you can improve your mental state as a result of what is growing in the gut.
All right, so these are produced every week. There are 60 or 70 of them so far. Hundreds of thousands of people download them at theforbiddendoctor.com. Find out different things, different standards, health technologies and techniques that you may not have come across before. So it's great reading and great listening. When I think about reading, I read the Long Life Energy Enzymes bottle. As a matter of fact, I have one of them right in front of me here, a product that has done so much good so far. It's only been on the market, what, 6-7 months? How long has this been on the market?
Yeah, maybe a little bit more than 6 months, has but it? Not much, yes.
Yeah. All right, so this is a product that Jack and his folks have produced. They've compounded it. It gives your pancreas a rest. It supports your normal, healthy state in the gut. That's really what it wants to do. And it has all kinds of things in it, like curcumin, which is very important for so many different functions, great for cancer prevention, enzymes galore. That's why they call it the Long Life Energy Enzymes. I guess I cleverly have figured that out on my own, Jack. Pretty good,
that's,
huh?
That's, that, well, after 6 months, you should. Yeah, that's good timing.
All right, so the Long Life Energy Enzyme, something you ought to have for yourself if you're eating a lot of processed foods. Two warnings for you today. Jack, have you called your senators and gotten them to vote against the DARK Act, which is coming
today? I did not know about that till I heard you earlier in the show.
Yep. Get to it. That's just something really.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
A lot of people. Yeah, it really
is. Oh, it is.
Bad.
There's 27 countries in Europe have banned GMOs.
GMO food, right.
Yes.
Yep. All right. And this, by the way, but if you're exposed to it, the Long Life Energy Enzymes will help you work around it, should you care to do that.
It's
a great probiotic product. So here's what you do. You go on to ForbiddenDoctor.com. You click on products, and then you click on the code. When it comes to a code, click on Doug or write in Doug, and you get a 10% discount. These things are superb for adjusting your body, and that's what you want to do. All right. Let's spend a couple of minutes here. Daylight saving time, a week from this weekend. And there are reports that it does increase your risk of heart problems, stroke, that sort of thing. I don't know why an extra hour, what is it, spring ahead, fall backwards. So spring ahead, you lose an hour of sleep. But so what? People lose that. I mean, I lose an hour of sleep three or four nights a week. I wish there was only an hour sometimes.
Well, these things trigger pattern changes in the body anyway, not just in the sense that the circadian rhythm, the ability to go to sleep, the ability to wake up as the sun and the light increases or decreases depending on the time of the day, but it also triggers other kinds of psychological things that here is spring. Have you met your goals? Are there still problems lacking in your life that you haven't been able to address? It triggers things like this. Anytime there's a major scheduled change in our lifestyles, it brings these kinds of things on. And the idea of the spring springing forward is that there's a loss. There's an inherent loss going on. And as Jen was pointing out earlier, you look at the statistics that follow the day that daylight savings is instituted in the spring, there's a significant number of strokes that will occur. And not just strokes. There's a bunch of other things. I've seen some reports on this. Increased traffic accidents, business problems, all these kinds of things. So you just, you know.
The stroke thing is the stroke and heart problems. The first snowstorm, a day after Christmas, I think there are days, and then
That's what I'm talking about.
Day that saves that. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. News from Puerto Rico today about the problem with the Zika virus. A warning that 20% of the people in Puerto Rico will become infected this year as it's sweeping through Central America now, is in South America, and it got to the island in December, and now there is a they want to test every pregnant woman on the island, see if they are infected. So this thing, which is linked to serious birth defects, Jack, is something that I was under the impression at the beginning that unless you were pregnant, it wouldn't affect you other than you might, get a mosquito bite. It comes down, you do sort of like Lyme disease. If you get out early enough, you can take care of it. It's gone, bingo, bango.
Well, again, it's the health of the body. It's the resilient strength of your own immune system. And most of these 20% that they say will be infected won't even know it. Mm-hmm. They might get a little rash. They might have a little runny eyes and watery eyes, scratchy throat for 2 or 3 days like you would if you got a very mild case of the flu. The real problem, again, is the connection between pregnancy and this virus.
Right. All right. Next up is the focus on bad carbs. I have noticed, we talk about carbohydrates. I don't know that we have ever defined, because there are some good carbs and there are bad carbs. There are 3,000 women in a study that I was looking at regarding refined carbohydrates. These women were 55 and older, ate above average amounts of white bread, white rice, and other foods with a high glycemic index, 70% more likely to develop macular degeneration. We're just talking about eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Is that only one thing? But when you look at it, this is something that, over the years we've advertised as being good for you. Carbs, good. Pasta, bread.
Well, if it's carbs in the form that Mother Nature made, and you have this burning urge inside of you, I've just got to have a salad. If I don't have a salad, I'm just going to be climbing the walls. You sit down and you have a salad, but you have a salad made out of the stuff that Mother Nature produced. Mm-hmm. You cannot process something that Mother Nature made and make it better than what Mother Nature made, it's going to end up being lacking in some respect. And I blame heart disease on this. I blame cancer on this. I blame the diabetes, the obesity, the infectious disease problems, processed carbohydrates, part of it. But, yeah. You know, what we've done to our atmosphere, what we've done to our water, what we've done to our earth as well, all these environmental factors added up. And probably the real kicker here is the processed carbohydrates that are loaded with chemicals.
Sugary sweets, that
you
kind
have
of stuff.
Yes. Yeah. But also, you know, you take rice the way Mother Nature made it, and you take off the vitamin part of it, and you end up with white rice. You just end up with a bunch of carb and a little bit of protein. You take wheat, the original wheat, not the modified wheats out there. You take wheat and you cut off the bran that's around the wheat and you take out the germ, you've taken out the nutritious stuff, you get white bread left, you're going to have diabetes, pure and simple.
No germs here. This is the Doug Stephan Good Day Program with Dr. Jack Stockwell at 51 after the hour.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Past the hour now, Tech Talk time on Good Day. Jennifer and I examining what's going on in the FBI versus Apple cases. You didn't know that, but there are cases. The dispute between Apple and the FBI over unlocking the San Bernardino gunman's iPhone on Capitol Hill today. The director of the FBI and the senior vice president for Apple, along with their general counsel, will be testifying at a House Judiciary Committee hearing, Jen, on encryption technology and the balances between security and privacy. Yesterday, a judge in New York ruled that Justice Department officials cannot force Apple to unlock an iPhone used in another case, a Brooklyn drug case. Apple refusing to extract information. Apparently, an ongoing number of these cases, about a dozen of them. And so it circles back around to the San Bernardino shooter phone. When you were on the air there yesterday, what came out? This has got to be the number one thing that everybody there is still talking about, right?
Oh, yeah. It's a huge issue, and different than national polling, which suggests that nationally people are on the side of Apple.
Right.
Locally, where I do my radio show, they are definitely on the side of law enforcement and the FBI, and understandably so. When it happens right in your neighborhood, you want the answers. You want to know if there's other bad guys in the area. You want to know if there's a cell that they could uncover with this technology. It kind of boils down to, Dougie, and I think there's a lot of misinformation going around. The FBI wants Apple to take off the 10 tries cap, and what that means is when you have an iPhone and you try to get into it, one time and you can't do it, you have to wait a few minutes. The next time you have to wait a few minutes before you can try again. After 10 tries, the phone basically will shut down and it can't be used again.
Yep.
And so the FBI, and I was wondering this, like how can our law enforcement not be able to crack the code of iPhones? Well, they're able to do code generators to try to break into the phone, but they need to have this 10 try thing lifted.
Mm-hmm. You agree that it should...
Excuse me.
Well, it, just
usually
in this
I can
case,
get my mic for those. That one came out of nowhere. Right. Sorry about that.
That's okay. I do it all the time.
Ugh.
So is it just this case that you feel that way, or this is just about the same?
You know, I have a really hard time. I go back daily. I'm changing my position on this one because I totally get that we shouldn't let our fears take away from our freedoms. And so in that way, I totally back Apple.
Wow, what a great statement. Let's examine that for a second. Don't let your fears take away your freedom. That ought to be an election slogan. Don't
see what happens
let your
when I cough? Some of the thoughts
take away your Don't let your fears take away your freedom. That's powerful.
In that way, I totally support Apple. At the same time, I'd love to know more about this case. I feel like there has to be a happy medium for something to happen where these two companies can get together. And I've mentioned this before, the reason I really think that this is something that Apple could help out with is I think it comes down to the ownership of the cell phone and of the device.
Uh-huh.
And San Bernardino County owns that cell phone and says, we want to get into this cell phone. If the owner is there saying, we want to get into it, I think that helps in court to say, look, the owner of the phone wants to get into it and hopefully implore Apple to help out in this case.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a slippery slope. Once you invent this technology, according to Apple, it can't be undone.
The motion filed Thursday in U.S. District Court by the company says it would take them 2 to 4 weeks and a large team of engineers to figure out to build the software needed to create the back door to get into this phone. And it'll all be for naught because in 2 weeks Apple's got a new iPhone starting all over again. In a moment, a Google car, a self-driving Google car, crashes. That's up next here on Good Day.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
There's a big car show somewhere in Europe, and the fellow that runs Ford said they're going to have a self-driving car on the road by 2020 that everybody can afford. Well, here's a thought, folks. Yesterday, the self-driving Google SUV that they have designed crashed into a bus during their first road tour. Nobody was hurt. It was a Lexus SUV, drove into the side of a bus at low speed in Mountain View, California. The DMV released a report of the incident. Cars have crashed before. It's said to be the first time one of the SUVs caused the accident. It was in autonomous mode. Then Google said, the understatement, Google's response was, well, our artificial intelligence in the car is not quite ready.
Whoops.
Hello.
I think the direct quote was, oopsie.
Oops. Whoops. I want to drive my car. Don't take my car away from me. 59 after on Good Day.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it three times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people in my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorldWhey.com.